I know God's already here. Because it's not me, it's His desire to come and touch people's lives. And all I am is a willing instrument to speak His truth, because it is His truth that He wants to declare to us today as a body of believers. And I just ask that you continue just to lean in, and I just declare that you have such an expectation on what God is wanting to do. You know, this year has been such a great year so far. We've seen so many great things happen. You know, 2 weeks ago we had the summit where we were challenged and encouraged to believe all that God has for us. And let's continue to declare in faith that we will see the unseen. We want to see the truth of what God is doing and what His word says, not only to ourselves, but to our family, our friends, this church and this community and Geelong. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us." And like Pastor Lee has said this morning, I want to speak on healing. The Bible contains so many stories of people's lives being transformed by the power of God. And it wasn't just in the Old Testament, it was also in the New Testament. God revealed His power. He revealed His love through the many miracles and healings He performed. The biblical definition of healing is to be whole. The cure of a disease or wound and restore to soundness, or to that state of body in which the natural functions are regularly performed, as to heal the sick. So from this we can see that healing is to cure, it is to restore, and it is to make whole again. In Exodus, we read about the many powerful miracles that God performed for the Israelites as He brought them out of Egypt. What happened when they left Egypt? They suddenly found themselves with a barrier before them. They had the Red Sea before them. And behind them, they had the Egyptians in hot pursuit. And this situation seemed hopeless. And what was their response? The Bible says that when they looked and saw that the Egyptians were following them, they became afraid. And they went up to Moses and they said, "We can't wait to see what God is going to do in our midst." Who believes that's what they said? No, unfortunately, because of their fear, they said to Moses, "You should have just left us in Egypt, because now we're going to die in the wilderness." And Moses says these powerful words to them in Exodus 14:13-14. He says, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And I believe that is what God is saying to us today. Just like the Israelites were faced with an impossible situation, many of us find ourselves in places where we need God to come and intervene. And the people need to hear this encouragement. Don't be afraid. Stand still and see what God is about to do. The situation you may be going through right now, things that may be happening in your family, in your children's lives, things that might be happening in your workplaces, outcomes that you weren't expecting, things that may be wearing heavily on your heart. You may not see a way out. There doesn't seem to be a solution in sight. There may be barriers or obstacles in the way, but God is saying to us clearly today, stand still and hold your peace. So what does that mean for us? When we're going through these difficult times, we can experience doubts and fears and pressure of not knowing what to do. We may want to retreat back to the safety of what we know. Or we may handle it on our own and come up with our own solutions. Or we get impatient and do something rash rather than following God's instructions. But God is saying today, stand still and hold your peace. Be still. Quieten your mind. And if you need to, you might need to just also not say anything. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't try to figure it out, but just trust God to make a way for you. You might say, this is easier said than done, Rachel, but this is God's encouragement for you. He sees what's going on. He knows how you are feeling. The reason God is encouraging us with this is because God will do the work. The unseen will be seen. What happened to Moses and the people as they followed God's instruction? They saw an amazing miracle. The Red Sea was parted. Everyone went through on dry ground. Everyone got through safely. And the Egyptians, they saw no more. The unseen became seen for them. If you need a miracle today, we believe we will see the unseen. After this amazing miracle, God declares this to them in Exodus 16:26. For I am the Lord who heals you. The Lord God, who not only parts the seas for them, provides for them, is now declaring to them, I am the Lord who heals you. We see God reveal one of his names, Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals you. There are different opinions, thoughts and ideologies around the idea of healing. For example, you know what? It's just a matter of mind over matter. Or maybe you just have to keep thinking positively. And does God really heal today? Well, the good news is that you and I can experience God's healing power today. God still heals today. We can personally know God as Jehovah Rapha. How can we be assured of this? Healing didn't just stop in the Old Testament. Let's look at what Jesus did when he was on the earth. In the New Testament, what does it say about Jesus? In Matthew 4:23, it says this, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. What did Jesus say in Luke 4:18? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty all those who are oppressed. As we can see, Jesus went about healing people, and there are many examples of Jesus healing people in the Bible and the Gospels. Here are just a few. Blind Bartimaeus received his sight as he called out to Jesus. Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law of a fever. And you know what? That's a good thing when mother-in-laws get healed. Amen? The woman with the issue of blood, she reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment and she was healed. There was a woman who had been crippled for 18 years and Jesus touched her and she was healed. How can we be assured that Jesus still heals today? Another powerful account that shows Jesus' heart to heal is found in Matthew 8. Let's look at this story today. In Matthew 8, 1 to 3, it says this. Large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. Lord, the man said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said. Be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappeared. You know, in the previous chapters, the people had been listening to Jesus and hearing the amazing words that he had to say. And now they come down from the mountain and he has a large crowd around him and he encounters a man who has leprosy. And you know, if anyone knows anything about leprosy, in those days, it was such an awful sickness to have because you were considered a social outcast and people didn't want to touch you. You know, the man came before Jesus, despite the crowds around him, despite what the society said to him at that time, he came and he knelt before Jesus. And this was a posture of acknowledgement of who Jesus was to him. Through his posture, kneeling and calling him Lord, he honors him as Master and God. If you are willing, you can heal me. If you are willing, Lord, you can heal me. And what was Jesus' response? I am willing. And he touched him and said, be healed. And the man was completely healed. Jesus was willing to heal. And today he is willing to heal. Never doubt God's love for you. He is a healer and wants to heal. He came to give us life and life to the full. How can we be assured that Jesus still heals today? In Hebrews 13:8, it says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you need a healing today, we believe we will see the unseen. God's healing power didn't end with the early church. Throughout history, he has continued to reveal his power through men and women of faith. In fact, here is some encouragement from men and women of faith whose ministry included praying for people to be healed. Who's here heard of Smith Wigglesworth? He was a great evangelist and moved in healing. And he said, be not afraid to ask because God is on the throne waiting to answer your request. Oral Roberts said, expect a miracle. And Catherine Kuhlman said, I am a woman of little faith. But I am a woman, I am not a woman of great faith. I am a woman with a little faith in a great God. Wherever you are on the spectrum of faith today, let me encourage you that we serve a great God. And he has the ability to heal and move and touch our hearts and lives today. The unseen being seen. Remember, God is the healer. You know, there were people in the crowds that followed Jesus and they didn't have it all together, but they were still healed by God's miraculous power. Let's look at the various ways God brings healing into our lives today. God's amazing healing power is evidenced by the following scriptures. Psalm 102 verses 2 to 3 says this, praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. If you believe in Jesus, healing is available to you. Jesus paid the price for it. God heals the sick today. In Psalm 43 verse 4 it says this, the Lord sustains him on his sick bed. In his illness you restore him to full health. Not partial health, but full health. That is the God we love and serve. God heals the weary. In Psalm 23 verse 3 it says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We all experience times of uncertainty, stress and worry. Our minds, our will and our emotions can be strengthened and restored by the power of Holy Ghost. When we experience these times of weariness, we turn to God. His presence brings refreshing and brings calm to our minds. The reassurance and comfort that only God can provide. He listens to our cries and hears every word. We can go to God and he will restore our soul and he will lead us in paths of righteousness. God heals emotional pain. Psalm 147 verse 3 says this, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Brokenhearted, those feelings of deep sorrow, grief and emotional pain. The loss of family, the grief of life not turning out how we might have expected it to, not being able to have children, dealing with trauma, facing a relationship breakup, This verse shows that God is very much interested in us and loves and cares for us. It emphasizes God's compassion and ability to restore. He heals and he binds. He doesn't leave the wound gaping open, but he covers and protects it so that we can continue on our journey of recovery and walking in his fulfillment for our lives. He gives us peace. He provides new beginnings and good things into our life. You know, I know for a fact that I've experienced God's peace and God's love and his covering of those things in my life. You know, when I went through a time of thinking, you know, God, you know, life hasn't turned out how I expected it to be. You know, I imagined being married at 23 years of age. I wasn't expecting to get married at 47 years of age. And there were times where I went through a period of grief going, God, life has not turned out how I thought. You know, I love you. I believe in you. But why isn't life turning out how I thought? But, you know, God came with his love and his immense comfort into my heart. He covered those feelings and he said, I've still got a great plan and a way for you. And as I continued to draw aside to him, he continued to lead me down the path of righteousness. That is the God that we serve. You know, even the fact that I haven't been able to have a child in the natural, you know, there was a time where I was experiencing such grief. You know, I just had to look at a commercial on TV with a baby in it and I would burst into tears and saying, God, I never expected that I wouldn't be able to have children. Yes, getting married was hard enough. I wasn't expecting to now not be able to have a child and for that to be a difficult time of my life. And I remember talking to a very, very godly woman and I just got such, you know, what? All I can say is that God removed the burden of grief from my shoulders as I talked to this godly woman and she prayed for me and God's comfort and peace began to work in my life in such a greater way than I ever imagined. I have a great family around me. I have great nephews and nieces around me. I have great stepchildren. And I know that God still has a great plan for my life, even though those things may not have worked out how I thought. But I can declare with you with assurance today that God does heal, God does restore, and he does bind up those wounds, those emotional things that we may be going through, because God is such a great God. God heals anxiety or worry. John 14:27 says this, I am leaving you with great peace, with the gift of peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. If there are situations going on in your life at the moment that are causing you to worry and be anxious and afraid, be assured that God's peace is with you. Be assured of that today. If there are situations that are going on in your life at the moment that are causing you to worry or be anxious, remember that God is with you, that his love is for you. Don't allow doubt or fear to stop you from believing that God is the healer and still does miracles today. You may have questions and uncertainties, but go to God and ask him to help you with them. Remember, he leads us on the path of righteousness. You may feel like there are blockages. You know, just ask Holy Spirit, is there anything in me that I need to do? Because he guides us into all truth. We might say, but I've gone out for prayer before. I just want to encourage you with God's word today, and that is to stand still and hold your peace. Is there any area in your life that you need to see healing or a miracle? Healing in your body, healing from a past trauma or grief. Maybe you need a miracle in your finances. Is there an area in your family's life that you need to see a miracle or healing? Healing with a relationship, healing or miracle in your child's life. Whether you need a miracle in your body, your mind, or your family, he is still the God who heals. We believe we will see the unseen today.